mean, but you guys, like I said, like we said all last year, you guys don't really, I mean,
same level.
I mean, yeah.
No, we should be fine. I know. I think it's gonna be good. We look better than I thought.
Okay, good. That's
actually.
Cool. Are you guys? Are you guys playing nine man or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Honest question here. Was it boring to play this year?
What was it? Boring? Yeah. I was just like, oh, why am I playing? Like, it was, I felt so bad. Like, the quarterback had tears in their eyes, and I was just like, but, and they're like, keep going, just go. And I'm like, but play someone else. We're like 50-0 up.
Yeah. I mean,
I know the Crusaders have the culture of like, we give 100% whether we're winning or losing. But I was just like, bro, this team has like 7 people.
Do you, we're gonna cut out a little bit of your preseason woes aside, but then we'll pick up the conversation here.
Yeah.
Do you feel as though the Khalsa team is, do you guys think you're good or bad for the women's football in Sweden?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I don't like that all. I get that people want to come and play for us,
mm-hmm.
but I wish, in a way, they didn't, because then we would have someone to play against. Like when we had Örebro, I've lost one game in 4-5 seasons.
Jeez.
And literally, I'm like, I'd rather play, have at least when we had Örebro, we knew there was a chance and it was close and it was a tough game. But now when like we're getting more people coming, obviously the good girls who came from Örebro are coming here.
Yeah.
We've got people coming from all over to come and they're driving miles to come and play for us. And I'm like, I get that, but can we? But if you space it out too thinly, there's no one to play again.
Yeah.
You guys considered playing an international schedule or something like
that? Yeah, we've definitely looked into it. I know we were going to last year or this year. I think it's more like the cost as well.
Okay.
Because there's the international women's. So people are already paying for that, playing for the European Championships. And then you're about to get a cat mustache, a European Championship. And then it was just the cost. But I would like them to play against some UK teams because they've just gone up to 9-a-side. Okay. They've gone from 7 to 9.
Nice.
Whereas it's sad that we've gone down from 11. Because when I first came, it was one of the best leagues you could have. We played an 11 side. It was organized. It was good. And then now it's kind of dropping down. I know teams are still struggling for players. We still have teams pulling out of the league, mid-league, which isn't good for anyone. It's not good for them. It's not good for us.
Yeah. So do you think funding for women's football is an issue?
Yeah, for sure.
Because at this point, like, I think Costa would do better if you guys played in the Maple League in Norway.
For sure. I said that last year, but I think it's like the travel cost. But then they wanted to maybe go and we play like 2 games in the weekend, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and we just go over like 3 or 4 times.
That's rough.
Yeah,
it's rough though.
Yeah, 2 games. I did that a couple and, years ago, and that
I had to do it for the World Cup and when I played in America. But it is rough, and right now we don't have the people either at the moment. I'd say we're running with a squad of like 18 we might end up with.
Okay.
Maybe more, maybe 25 on come game.
For 9 men, you got all starters. You don't have anybody going.
Oh, yeah. But it means we're playing both ways. So there's a lot of us, like I have to play full running back and full linebacker this season. We're linebacker D-line,
A lot of you guys were playing both ways, on both sides as well last year. Anyway, I mean,
yeah, we've been playing.
You guys are just so like it. When I watch it, like it's fun to watch, but then at a certain point, like by halftime, it's just like okay.
Yeah, halftime, most of us are getting like gassed.
Yeah, because this is
always sore.
I don't know. It's for me, the women's sport, like American football. It's for women. It's so crazy because in America, like they're actually building leagues and the leagues are actually growing. And here it looked like in Sweden, it looked like the leagues were like the league was well and in a good place. But now it's just like you just like teams are starting to thin out. And
yeah,
is it just like a, I don't know, is it like a loss of interest or is it like what?
I wonder. It must be. It's expensive. I know that.
Okay.
So you're paying. We also play a winter season, which is weird. When we live in Sweden, because we're then doing the preseason in October, where it's cold, and then we're going outside when it's cold. And maybe women don't like that as much.
Yeah.
I don't like that as much. And then we have obviously with us winning every year is not motivation for people. Like people aren't going to think, oh yeah, let's go out in minus four and train loads when to lose 50 now.
Yeah.
So, but I do think it'll come a point where it should start to level out. Like so we've lost a few of our old people this year, all the people who've played for years. So it's giving a chance for the younger ones to come up.
That's good.
But at some point, Linda's going to leave. She's a big part of it.
Yeah, she's like the town Brady.
Yeah, she's a huge part of Crusaders. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens when she leaves, whether the league will carry on, because right now I know the main players in most teams are the ones that have been playing for a long time.
Mm.
It's just getting the new people in enough that they want to stay in.
And are there enough new people?
There is a few around, yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of rookies.
Okay.
We had more last year that are developing. Like Selma was a rookie 2 years ago. She's playing great. And she's really come into it. Like Greta, we've got a lot. And they're now on like the Swedish national team coming up. But it's hard to get them involved. Like in England, they link the women's teams to universities.
Okay.
So that's how they get more players. So nearly lots of the teams are linked with unis. They play on the university fields. They can use their like university sports membership to pay to play through that.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's how they're getting more. And it's not like you guys have big rugby culture to argue with American football here. So there's not really an excuse of where the contact playing women are going.
Yeah.
Whereas in England, they normally go to rugby.
Gotcha.
But so I'm not sure what's going on here. Ice hockey maybe, but that's not really huge either.
I think it's decent, but it's not that big.
No. And I mean, Swedish girls are athletic.
Yeah.
They should be wanting to, like, we should have them queuing up.
I think horse riding is the biggest thing.
Horse riding's pretty big, isn't it?
Really? Here?
And CrossFit. Yeah,
I went, like, yes, sports school, if I could say so, and like 80% of the girls there were like horse riding.
That's interesting. Okay.
I know.
I literally do not see the fun of it.
No. I'm not a horse rider. No.
But I think the issue with the funding, not even the men's team have funding anymore because RF pulled out all of the funding of American football.
Mm-hmm.
So now flag football is the richest part of.
Which is crazy because flag football is fun, but like it's just something about putting on pads and like being physical.
Yeah.
So
different, totally different sports.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
But it is hard. I hope it keeps going. I'll be sad if the women's league dies here.
Yeah, it would be honestly because one, it will be because we just started like really talking about it and
putting
some light on it. I don't know. I just think women's sport as a whole just needs, you know, a lot more eyes on it, a lot more people talking about it, a lot more people standing behind it and just working together. But like you guys, like if Costa, like, I don't know, you guys are crazy. Like you said, you lost one game in five seasons.
Yeah, I started 2020, so this will be my fifth. So four seasons, one game.
Jeez.
And we let in one touchdown last year.
Yeah, I know. I had to
pay. I wasn't even on the field.
I had to do 1,000 push-ups for that little
hiccup. I was not on the field. That was not my fault.
you guys always in public.
I was so mad.
It was
I had to run.
But that play was such a it was such a crazy play. Like I just kept watching, but I was like, wow, dang. Like
no. Oh. I was mad. I had got concussion a few weeks before, and they're like, no, you should rest this one.
Oh jeez.
And then it went in and they were like, okay, go back, go on.
But how, like, what you guys are doing, it's crazy and it should be talked about more, but how difficult is it to sustain motivation, like, from the end of the season to the start of the season, and then maintain that, like, focus of, like, listen, we're going to win all the time.
Go again. Oh, I mean, we have a strong team bond anyway, like, because we are a small team.
Mm.
We like do hang out in the summer and we do watch the games. We watch the national team games. We watch stuff. And Karlstad is small, which I think helps. Yeah. So we're not in Stockholm, a big city where people live all over. The core players live within 5 minutes of each other, most of us.
Okay.
So we can all hang out whenever. So we stay on that. And then we start preseason super early. I mean, we have the indoor court from, I think, September.
Oh, geez.
So our season's finishing in August. And then it's like, if you want to come on Wednesdays, you can come. And then we have the strength and conditioning as well, which you don't have to go, but we have. So if girls aren't into the gym or they don't know what to do, they can go to these sessions as well, which is twice a week from, okay, I think, September too. And then it starts to ramp up from there. So it's constant football. Like we get maybe like a month off. And then there's always something going on. So it's not like, bye, I'll see you in 6 months and we go again.
Yeah.
There's always something. And most of the girls get into it. So they are training anyway. They are doing stuff. They are interested.
And you guys are like, yeah, this sounds like an NFL. I just listened to a podcast with one of the NFL players. And he was saying like the same thing. He was like, after you win the Super Bowl, he's like, all these other guys that didn't make it that far, they go on like their vacations and they come back and then they're back in the gym.
Yeah.
But it's like such a short window of like, do I go on vacation or do I stay so like I get better and that I'm not losing my spot and that we're as good as we are. So you guys have like this 4 week window where it's just like,
you want to take a break.
It's still like, I want to get better. I want to, you know, that's crazy.
I don't go to the winter ones. I am one of them that are like, I'm going to take a break. but I think that's because I've been playing so long. I'm like, and I train on my own. It's not like I sit at home. I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't need to go and run the fundamental route.
How long have you been playing?
I started 2015. Okay. I just double checked.
Okay. So almost
nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
And without a break. And some of them were double seasons, triple seasons.
And how did you stumble? Like, were you a rugby player before or?
No, I played soccer.
Okay.
Super big into soccer. And I went to like a college for soccer in England. And I was like, going to go to America. But then I was too fat, they said, which was super fun. Fun for a 16, 17 year old girl. But then I went to Leeds University, Leeds Beckett. And they had an American football team. And I was like, oh, that looks so cool. That they're wearing pads and helmet. They get to do stuff. Fun.
Okay.
And at that point, you did the flag season first in England. And then you moved on to the summer season of contact. And we played flag and I loved it. And then we had the contact, put my pads on, and I got laid out so hard, so winded. And I was like, no, this is not for me. This is why I never played rugby. Hard pass. And then it just built from there. I was playing just running back then.
Okay.
And the first tournament I scored, and Jim Messenger was the GB head coach. And he was there and he was like, asked one of ours, who's she? And from then I was like, oh, maybe I do like this. And then I liked the feeling of like, you know, when you're bruised and tired, but you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then from then I played like back-to-back seasons nonstop. Unless I've been injured. Since then, I literally got really into it, training, going to the gym. I mixed it with other sports always as well, which has been nice.
That's good.
Which I think helps to keep it. And mixing around the teams has been good for me. Like, I was one of the first UK girls to be an import player.
Okay, nice.
Which was in 2017.
So you were an import player 2 years after you started playing the sport.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I played.
So how many red cards did you get in soccer?
Huh?
How many red cards have you gotten?
None. I was a goalkeeper.
Ah, okay.
But I would have had a few, I think, if I played out, because if you could get a red card in football, I think I would have a few. I have acknowledged my record of 15-yard penalties. I won a game, I think.
Really?
Yeah. But everybody knows it's coming at some point, so it's all good. And I am told sometimes, just get it. Take the hit, then they're going to be scared.
Okay.
Dirty playing, but not dirty, but it's football, it's football. I never mean to be overly. I'm never nasty, never ever nasty on the pitch. Mm. But everyone will say that when they play. I'm just aggressive, but I always pick people back up. I'm always, oh my god, are you good? I'm not a nasty player.
It looks. You can tell that your sportsmanship is there, but watching the game,
The
game, it just looks like you're just like, I'm gonna get out of her way.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna not today. No.
Yeah, and it's funny because the size difference is quite strange, because obviously I play running back, linebacker, sometimes receiver, but I'm almost bigger than some of our O-line.
Really? You don't look that big.
No, but I'm 85 and then 173.
Okay.
So if you compare to some of the other, the girls who are playing those positions, I'm pretty big.
She's bigger than me.
Yeah. And so when I'm running at them, I think it looks worse. But then if you actually see the size, because I know when we play and we go into skill, they're swap. You go when we do tackling drills, you go with the line.
Okay.
I talked to a Costa kid. I think he was I'm not sure if he was a ball boy or a Shane crew at your game. He's she looked scary. Yeah, she had bigger arms than me.
Yeah, I know. The kids think it's really fun. And we sometimes play against the under 17 boys. That sucks. They are so fast.
They're good. So U17 Costa is pretty decent.
Damn. Group. Yeah, and they've got a Norwegian import. I nearly fought this little kid at our camp on Saturday. Not even little. He's bigger than me, but I was like, stop being so... He was just jolting me whole time. I was like, who's 17-year-old boy? Stop this.
The quarterback, Sanjay.
Yeah. They got a
few. I heard he's good.
Yeah, they have a few decent players, and it's... But I like that they can hit me because they're allowed to actually hit.
Oh, nice.
Is it only you they're allowed to hit, or is it open for everyone?
I think they do wrap up, but I was like, hit me, please. Because I don't like going straight into a game not being... I want to be used to being hit. You can get rattled the first one if you're not... Especially if you've had 6 months off, 7 months.
Trust me, I don't understand this culture here in Sweden where it's just like the teams that I've played on are just like, now we are... preserving the players, don't hit at practice, wrap up. What's gonna happen in a game when I get hit for real? It's not gonna wrap me up that I'm shook. Now I don't want to get hit anymore and I'm injured.
Mm-hmm. We used to go quite hard because we always used to play against the U17 when I first came. And then as the players are dwindled off, we don't play 11. We'd have different practice times to them. We don't do as much. We do just do wrap up. But we do full contact in the defensive drills. Okay. But then with your team, we do wrap up.
Yeah.
Which I guess to stop the injuries, but also you can't tackle someone good wrap up.
Yeah, no, and it's...
Want them to go on you want them to go on the floor. You want to get that hit. But I get it and I don't. If we had 50 people and we were indispensable, great. But we don't have... And the skill level when you have... rookies coming in who have never played.
Yeah.
To players who have played for a long time, it's someone's going to get hurt. So I do get it, but yes and no. That's why I like playing against the boys, so I can do some hits and take some hits.
Oh, here's the question: When did you guys order your guys' championship shirts last year?
Oh my! I have been wondering this because I have one from every season. Okay. It's not just last year; it's every season.
So you guys go in like size and all, everything
pre-order. This is nothing to do with me, but whoever does it is organized because I have one from the past 4 years, so they are ordering them in advance for sure.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, so what if? Like, what have you got?
I think the confidence of whenever they bring them out, I'm like, good job we had a good day, because good job Linda didn't get hurt, or good job, like, that would be embarrassing. What are you going to do with them after as well? Sell them in a charity shop, them.
Yeah, I just thought about that today. I was just like, I wonder when they ordered the shirts and what they would have done with the shirts.
I will find out and say when.
I know ordering shirts like that takes at least 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They probably already ordered ours this year, I think.
From the playoffs.
I think we're going to have a battle with Copenhagen.
Okay.
So I think they're going to wait till we play Copenhagen, then put it on by order, man.
Yeah.
But how was the Copenhagen was the only team to score on you last year, guys, right?
Yeah.
We made it sound like they were close, like it's 7 points and you were up by like 45.
And I wasn't even playing, I was so.
You know what's so big about, I don't know, I think them scoring on you guys show that you guys aren't, like, because I think teams look at you guys as like, oh, they're immortal. Like, they're going to beat us.
No,
we just have to not get mercy ruled before halftime.
Yeah, and I don't like that because, never, but I, like I said, I do like that they scored on us in a way because we don't have that feeling ever. We're like going in this like, we can mess this up ourselves. We can make mistakes. If a few of our key players go down, we lose half our playbook because we run so many different formations.
Okay.
Then what do we do? Then can they stop us on this? Then is it just like a one-on-one with no trick plays, no fancy stuff? A one-on-one battle. Like, we never go into that thinking, oh, this is going to be easy.
And so isn't practice harder?
Yeah. And we got in, like, we were 50-0 up one Malmo when we played Limham. And our D-line coach was not there. And he phones us, and I'm like, oh, he's going to say, nice job, nice job. No, he gets on the phone and was like, you guys suck on the D-line.
Jeez.
You guys need to do better moves. You guys can do this better, Like, that's the attitude some of us have. It didn't work for me. I literally said, don't talk to me. I'm going in the other room. Because I was like, we're 50-0 up. Like, we're not going to want to play. Like, I think girls do react differently. Like, that probably could have got some of us hyped up.
Mm.
But for others, I think it's very different in women's. Like, I was literally like, don't talk to me if you're going to talk to me like that.
Yeah. But do you think that humbles you guys?
Him doing that or us losing?
Oh, like, in like a weird way, this, like...
negative feedback.
I think he could have had a different approach to it, but do you think like his criticism, like, okay, if he would have said it like differently, like, hey, you guys are doing a great job, but do X, Y, and Z better.
Yeah, I would have, like, for me, I think I am harder to coach because I'm a bit sensitive with it. I don't really like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Surprisingly. And then I would be, so, but if he'd gone, great job, why don't you try throwing spin moves that we've been practicing?
Okay.
Why don't you try throwing this to make it fun? But instead he was like, you guys are getting beat on this, you're getting beat on this. And I was like, no, we're 50-0. We're like, we're playing D-line also. Like, we've let in 0 points.
Gotcha.
It's not ever like we're expected to just go out and run through it and it's boring. Like, it's not boring. I still play every play like, I'm going to chase that quarterback. It's boring when you look at the scoreline and you think, oh, they didn't make a first down. But every play, we go in there hype.
Mm.
And we all love to play. We all love to hit. We kind of want it to come, like, we want them to catch passes so the corners can hit. Like, it's better for us if we have this competition. And it is, I think it'll be better this year. I think teams are growing. We've got, like, Copenhagen in there and Oiko, despite the scoreline, are tough to play. Like, I was sore after playing.
Yeah. So who do you like? What team do you like look forward to playing the most? Copenhagen.
This year.
Yeah. There's eight teams. Will be eight teams in the beginning of the season, or will at least two pull out before?
I think you'll have eight on the first one.
And then?
And then I'm not sure. I hope we get to play Vålerenga, because I've never been to Norway and I've never got to play them. We always have them late in the season and they always haven't been able to make it. Mm. But I would like to play them and see what it's about. But I do get that it's hard. It's eight games as long as there's only 10 players.
Oh, yeah.
But I wish some of these teams will merge. Like, that can't be the only team in Norway.
Very true.
Like, merge and make a good Norwegian team. A bit like Copenhagen have done now. They have nearly all the good Danish players. That's basically the Danish national team.
Nice.
Which
they're trying to win.
But I hope they've changed the rules that they can play in the final now, because I know there was an issue with that last year.
Yeah.
Biggest bullshit of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupidest thing I ever heard.
Because I was like, to me as a fan and as a consumer of the sport and like watching the sport, and not only just for the podcast, but just because half the time, like some of the women's games were more interesting than some of the men's games I was watching. Yeah. So I was just like, forget it. Let me just watch them. It was kind of a letdown. Come on. Like that's the game that should have been the final, yeah, because everybody wants.
Yeah. And if they're allowed to play in the league, then they should be allowed to play in the final, because then it's not a true final.
Yeah.
It's so I hope they've changed that, because that's, if not, then they're just going to join a different league.
Who did you guys play in the finals?
Gothenburg.
Marvels.
Yeah. And what was, do you remember the score? I mean, it was a lot to a little.
58-0.
I don't remember.
She was wearing the shirt. She didn't come with, she left the cleats at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what keeps you coming back to Sweden and to Karlstad?
I am engaged now to a Swede.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we
this
met,
is how we get to speak.
I know. I know. But I met her the first season.
Okay.
And then I was like, should I stay? I love the team. I really had a great time here. I was here with Sydney, who was the quarterback. And we lived in a shared house. And we had the best time. She's the GB national team quarterback. She's an amazing athlete. Really cool. And we literally lived the pro lifestyle. Like, we would get up, go to the gym, come back, train. And, like, that, watch film in between. Like, this was a football house. We had the boys on the top floor. So three of the import boys were there on the top floor. Everything was football for us that season, like, for 4 or 5 months, which was so good.
Nice.
I was super, super lean. I'll never achieve. But we literally had the best time. We had like Linda, Karen, Ullen. We had the best Karlstad team. I think that Karlstad team could have probably been in most any women's European team for sure, if not some of the American ones. We had such a good 11-side team.
Nice.
So I had such a good time then. Then came back again, and the team changes, but not much. We still always have the same ethos. We have the same. We swap and change coaches, but it's always the same. And there's some core players who have been here the whole time I've been here now. And we're getting rookies in who are joining that group. And it's just, I like Karlstad. I like Sweden. I don't think I'll move back. Obviously, the family lifestyle and all that. But I keep getting asked to go play, but it's hard when you're settled now.
Facts. I am in the same boat. So yeah.
Yeah, you got a dog now too, so you're literally stuck here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's family life and the family dynamic. Your personal life is very important, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And when I was importing, I like 2017, I was like 20.
Okay.
And then 21, 22, and moved here. I must have moved here when 2020, so 24.
Okay.
And that's like, that's the prime age, from like 19 to 24, do it.
Yeah.
While you can, like, it's so fun. I loved every bit of it, like playing in Finland, playing in America. It's so fun. But it gets to a point where you can't. Like, I don't think I could go and do a full pro season. Like, I'm getting sore.
Actually, you're not an import anymore, technically.
Technically, no. I have a Swedish personal number.
Same loophole as X.
But I still make them talk to me in English. But no, not an import anymore.
I was gonna ask. How's the Swedish coming along? But yeah, you said
no. It's getting better, actually. You can probably listen to Spanish in there.
Oh,
it's much better. And I work in a bar restaurant, so it gets better and better.
Nice.
But I see Swedish people love to speak English.
Yeah.
Like every chance they get, they're like, oh my, he's American, he's English. Oh wow.
They love it.
It's so exotic for them, but it's like, can you not? I'm trying to learn your language.
Yeah, there's no way I'm ever going to learn. Like BD, who coaches the men, he's been here like 20 years. He can understand, but he still does not speak Swedish. And I'm like,
he's married to a Swedish and he works at a school.
And he has Swedish kids and he works at a school and he's still like, nah.
And his kids speak Swedish. I've talked to his son.
Yeah. Full Swedish.
Yeah.
He's just like, nah.
I'm in that same boat. Yeah, I'm here to a Swede. My kids speak Swedish. They speak English as well. And I'm just like, I can understand you, but speaking it, like if I understand you, like I think it's an accomplishment for me to understand you and then answer you in English because I'm definitely not going to answer you.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
So you mentioned you played in the World Cup.
Yeah.
How was that?
I played in. I wrote it down because I knew I was going to feel this. You did. It was good. I mean, I was still a rookie, basically. Full-on rookie. And it was like, we're going to Canada. We're going to play. We did loads of camps. GB does a lot of camps running up. I mean, like, nearly every weekend or every... They do a camp nearly every month for, like, the year leading up.
Okay. Jeez.
It's a lot. Even now, they do that still. I mean, it was intense, but I was at university. I thought it was fun. We're coming into it. I played the first two games as running back, but we have Ruth Matta. So I played a few snaps. And at that point, I was like disappointed. You know how you are when you're a rookie and you're like, but I can do it. I didn't play. Then they changed my position to slot for our like bronze medal game. And I had a really good game, so that made it worth it for me. Like, it came out, I played starting slot, and it was fun. But that was, the older I've got, the more I've been like, of course you didn't start. You were 19 and playing in the World Cup. You've been only playing for a year. And the people who were starting were 25, 30, how I am now. And I'm like, idiot. Like, you don't realize as a kid. So I remember coming away quite, like, disappointed that I didn't play as much as I wanted because... At university, I was playing both ways, starting non-stop.
Gotcha.
And you kind of think, oh, you're going to play a lot of reps. But the camp was intense. It was so fun to play against all these girls. It's a huge thing. You have so many countries there, so much going on. Met loads of people. It was really fun. It was really good. But a learning experience for sure. And then I flew to Finland the day after I got back. I didn't go home. I swapped my suitcase in a hotel and then flew to play an import season in Finland the day after.
Which team did you play for in Finland?
Vaskila. Jaguars.
So how was life in Finland? How antisocial are the people?
You know, I loved it. I loved it. They weren't. They actually weren't. I mean, they have that thing where they don't talk unless you talk to them, kind of. So they picked me up in the car and it was like a 4-hour drive to Jyväskylä. Nobody says a word. And I'm like, am I being weird? Am I the weird one? Or what is going on? And then I realized, no. And we got into it. But they went out. They took us out. It was me and another girl. She doesn't play anymore. She was really good from England. They treated us really well. We got like bus, gym memberships, food, nice houses, medical. They had full medical thing. So we got tapes and everything before games at this like actual rehab place. And this wasn't even a Maple Leaf team. They were first division. The finish were going good. And like we trained a lot and we had some good games. I know they hadn't been so good until that season. And then we had a good season. It was fun. I really liked it. And it was my first taste of actually like, oh my God, here to play football to be an import. It was really, really good.
Is life weird after like you have to get a job instead of being a full-time import?
Man, I kind of avoid job. I have always avoided jobs. So as at university, the first few, then I moved to London, went to university again. I was doing other jobs like nightclub bartending and working in a bakery. And then I moved to London, did my master's. So that took that away. So I didn't have to work then. Then I went to Seattle again, not working. And then moved here. And then even now I don't use my master's. I just work in a bar.
What do you have a master's in?
Sports therapy.
Okay.
So I should use.
Yeah, you could be.
Yeah, I could answer it. But I don't like waking up early. You can't believe you asked me if I was a morning person. I was literally like, oh, no. No. If I didn't have my dog and it had been a few weeks ago, I'd have been like, not 10:30, no.
10:30, too early.
Yeah, you're like, no, I don't have to leave the house, so that's pretty good. But it is weird, and it's... You do have to save up to go. I like people saying you, I'm a pro footballer. You're not a pro footballer in women's. Nobody's a pro footballer in women's. Everybody is paying to play. You might not pay to play, but you're paying for your lifestyle. Like nothing. I've never had to pay anything, but you get out what you put in. So when I go to Seattle, I got the house, I got the gym, I got the flights, I got the kid, I got the stuff. But there's still stuff you have to pay for that you can't work. So you're always going to come out behind on money. You could not go on zero and expect to, and you're never going to make money.
Yeah, that's what I understood. Like you break even like every month.
If not but under.
Yeah. Like you have to save up, work a bit, go there. Because our imports, like we pay Sweden, like by law, we have to pay Americans a certain salary.
Yeah, I know.
But there are some loopholes in that. I understood the system now.
Yeah.
But,
we got a nice at Crusaders because we got the same. We got flights, gym thing, and we got 500 euros, that covered the flights and whatever. So you did come away. The flights were super cheap, like £20. So there you do have some money, but £300 does not last you 5 months, no matter how much you want to try.
Yeah.
Eating plain rice every meal. Like
eating beans and rice, and then you have, we go for beers after the game, or we want to go out. Do you guys want to come do this? Like, you're always going to, you can't be a professional women's footballer. It's not possible yet. Even in America, even anywhere, anybody who says otherwise, it's not.
Maybe flag players could be the ones who actually make it rich.
Yeah.
Flag players? Yeah.
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 I think there's more chance with that. Like the league, WNFC, they can give a lot, but they're still not paying women.
Really?
Even the Texas team. Because Texas, I'm close with the Texas team. That's where they want me to go. And I said, okay, I'm kind of older now. What can we do? No, we can still maybe find you a job. But they're not paying people. They're not paying anyone. Not even their quarterback gets paid. No women get paid. They're very even as well.
That's crazy because in the day and age that we live in now, and you would think it would be easier for them to find the sponsorship that they need to be able to pay.
I think
at least some of your players.
That's the problem. Like if in these big teams, if you stop paying one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are the rest going to say, fuck this team, basically, I'm going to go play somewhere else then. Because why is she getting paid and I'm not?
Exactly.
So you need enough money to almost pay everyone something. But then all you play that whole stuff, you hope that they don't leave and you hope that they're friends and everything is fine with it. So it's a real, like, I get them paying import players stuff. So you can pay for their stuff. And then it's like, we paid for this for them to help them come and help our team. But yeah, take them actual cash and say, you're a pro player. It's not happened yet in women's. And I don't think it's close either. I know it's not in the WNFC's, and that's a big league in America. It's not in their viewpoint to start paying women a wage. Because at the minute, we want to get women in. So if they can split the cost and say, we'll pay for your fees, so women don't have to pay anything to play, because at the minute they're paying to play.
Yeah.
So if you don't have to pay, if nobody has to pay to play, then we can get more. Then we can build on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to charge these guys 5,000 euros or 5,000 whatever grams to play, and then I'm going to pay with your money your teammate.
That's kind of what teams do now with imports in the men's league.
Yeah, because they're actually paying their imports, I know.
But that's such a... I've just never been a fan of, like, oh, I get the paying the imports thing, but I'm just like, if you're gonna start a league, like, if you're making it a club sport, then it's a club sport. Then yeah, then fine, then you pay to play. But if it's just like, oh, I want to do this for fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't believe in people paying for enjoyment. Like, this is a sport, and if you want to grow the sport,
yep,
and you want to keep it sustainable, then you have to make it. You have to sacrifice something. So money is the thing that you sacrifice, and everybody's just coming together like, hey, we're just doing this because, and we'll pay the league fees to pay to play in the league, but then everybody's just coming to, I think more people will play.
Yeah, that's what I think the WNFC is trying to do now. Their sponsorship is going to, like, cheaper clothes and cheaper for everyone.
Yeah, but they're doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, I know they're getting AJ Green has the Houston
team. They're sponsored by Adidas and Riddell.
Yeah, so I think that's a big step in, like, getting, see, that's the thing with 2024. You don't even have to get NFL players completely involved. You can get some of these college guys who have NIL deals that making millions of dollars a year, and they can get involved, and they can be like, okay, wow, this is cool.
throw some people in. And I think that's all it's going to take, is a few people jumping in. But America needs to sort out, because they have two big leagues.
Oh really? Oh, yeah.
The NFC and the WFA. So there's a split of their good players again. And these two leagues, I would like to see the top go to head, see what it's like.
Yeah.
But at the minute, two separate leagues. So that's, again, spreading. Obviously, America's huge, but that's spreading all the states. Wider, separate, spreading talent everywhere as well.
I mean, but they do that on the men's side too, with all these professional and semi-professional leagues. It's just like, how many leagues
are there? Yeah.
Like, which one should I be paying attention to? Because
it's a lot. Yeah, it is. And I think once the women's in America join, then it's going to be easier for them to get sponsorship.
Yeah.
Now they're fighting. They're probably going to the same companies.
Yeah.
We're the top league in America. They're just like, probably, like, sort it out yourself.
Then. Yeah. Figure out which league
and then go.
Yeah. That's the good thing in Sweden here. We don't have leagues. We have, like, one single sport. One league. It's easier to get money for and funding for that exact league.
Yeah. The Crusaders do well with that. They have good... We have good sponsors. With our Nivamland team, where we have a Örebro, and we get good sponsors from everyone. With our women's team doing good and people wanting to be like support women's.
Yeah, I was about to say it makes it a lot easier when you win six national championships in a row.
Yeah, and we're starting to get people watching as well. I think our final had 600 people watching.
Damn,
yeah, that's
we're getting people coming now. And we have a big
coming from a stadium. We have 15 people at one game. That's impressive.
Well, you got to look at the times. Like, people want to be able to stream the games. They don't want to, like, some people want to actually physically go to the games and be like, okay, I was at the game. But a lot of people are like, I can't make it, but I want to watch it online. I want to watch it still. So streaming is definitely huge.
I
don't think we break 100 streams either. So I don't think
on your games, or you don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Listen, we're getting the same money from Svetri either way. Like, two people watch or 1,000.
Yeah, I know, but I like, I love that. Like, I just love football. Like, if I like doing these podcasts, like, I get to wake up and I have to, like, it forces me to be able to, like, have to watch the games. And I may only watch half the game, but at least I'm watching several games at a time. And it's just like, I love it. So being able to stream, like, I was streaming the women's games on the way to the men's games.
Yeah, we watched the men's on our way back from the women's.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's watching each other. And we like to watch the other teams play. It's good that we can watch them when they're kicking off. See how they're doing as well. Obviously, they share game film, but it's nice to watch it in full with the commentary and with stuff when they have it.
See, if you guys like football that much, come down to Kihuanta. The first European Championship.
No, you guys, that's such a far trip. That's high. Like,
no, we got tailgating shit now. So
yeah, you guys should.
15 people.
You guys, the stadium.
No, the European Championship. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Denmark. Denmark, like, has the best fans in Europe ever. No, that's a lie. In the Nordic, they have the best American football fans.
When is it?
The 31st.
Oh, Easter.
Yeah.
No, it's not Easter. Easter is this weekend.
Easter is this 31st.
So it's next week.
No, it's this week.
Wait, when is it? What?
It's Sunday.
I need to get my life in
order. It's Sunday. After church, you got to drive down here.
Yeah, so it is Sunday. Yeah, no. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
I can get you a ticket.
You can get me all the tickets. You can give me 10 tickets. I'm still, that is a long trip.
Yeah, it's
so long.
But do you have any predictions into the women's season? Like, give us the top three teams.
Us, Copenhagen.
And do not rank your team anywhere.
No. Us, Copenhagen. And I hope Gothenburg will be good again. Aikos should be good again. Those two, Gothenburg and Aiko.
Yeah, that looks like that's my top four. Do you guys get? I'm trying to think of a word, but I'll call it survivor's remorse. Like, when you guys are watching the other teams play, and these games are like very competitive. Do you guys get like, dang, like?
No, I like it when they're competitive. I'm like, that's fun for that. But yeah. I'm like, okay, that's nice. At least there is competition in this league. Like, at least it's fun for some to watch. It's not just people getting blown out week on week. Like, they can battle between them.
Yeah.
I'm never like, oh. We're like, oh, that's cool. They did this. Or look at these players that were working on this other team.
Yeah.
Let's not they have an absolute all-star on D-line. Let's watch out for that.
Who gave you the most trouble in other teams? A single player.
For me, I think it's Elin Luke in No Shopping.
Luke. She was the running back, yeah?
Or her sister. I get them mixed up. I'm so sorry. The one that gave me concussion. She didn't. I hit the floor. But she's a really strong. She's a good tackler. She's aggressive. She's a good player.
Was it AIK at home? Like, you were
No Shopping.
No Shopping. Sorry.
Yeah. No Shopping.
Is their field bad?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
You've both played.
Yes.
Theirs is bad. Westeros is bad.
AIK is the worst. I heard it's like concrete on steroids.
Oh yeah, it's a little hard, but I quite like that one.
The worst field is the Dalekaria Rebels. The worst. If you think AIK's field feels like concrete, theirs is what, a marble slab?
Some of us play on grass, I think.
Grass is cool. I hate when they put like a turf mat on concrete. Like, we played once in Norway. I hate tackling.
Yeah.
Like, every time my head bounced off the ground, I felt like my brain shaking.
Yeah, it's not nice.
But like AIK, every player who played there, their knees are not the same after. Oh. Like, the burn on their elbows and knees are not.
Nah, I still got a burn mark right here. Wait, was it right there?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
This is from the Rebels, the Dalekaria field. Yeah, it almost messed up my tattoo. I was like, bro,
scrape it off.
Yeah, like, oh. I mean, Jesus. But yeah. What else we got to talk about?
But we have an import from Finland. Okay. This year I played with her in Jyväskylä.
Nice.
years ago, and she's here now. She came before 2 weeks before the game, so that's nice.
Okay.
And she's looking good. So I think we've got a few other players who have moved. We got some good signings again.
Okay. So what are you most looking forward to this season?
I think seeing the new people and the rookies get a chance to shine more, and to see Linda develop into OC, because we all forget Linda is the OC. Like last year and this year, she's calling those plays in the fucking huddles. Linda does everything and then throws the ball. Like, she's making this play, but she's doing it all. Everybody forgets, like, she's not hearing somebody or looking for a sign. She's reading it, choosing herself. So I think seeing her confidence grow is going to be fun. Seeing what she has to put in. Obviously, Karstad loves a trick play. And see her develop as well. I think that's going to be really fun. That's what I'm most looking forward to. Hopefully a bit more competition and develop the league a little bit more. But I think it's going to be fun. And we have our opening game 2 weeks-ish.
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah, against OIKO.
OIKO.
That's cool. They gave him 2 weeks.
April 13th.
The 13th, yeah, 2 weeks.
Do we have a game against you, Carl? We have a game. When do we have against Karlstad?
You guys probably have a game. Hold on. I'm on the
website. April 13th, maybe.
Hold on.
Is it before or after your game?
After.
It is. Yeah, you guys.
No, actually, I can't stay then. We're going to take the bus up.
Yeah.
Well, no. The women's game is first.
Yeah, and then
11. Both. And then the men's game is at 13.
Yeah.
Right. Are we going to sleep there? So we could probably be there early.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, go
then on. Maybe I can be at the game.
Then you can watch, yeah.
Yeah, go watch. Get some on the field. Get some post game interviews aside.
Who do I talk to?
Don't video me on the game, because you'll just hit. I haven't played running back. I haven't played running back for a long time.
But you should be fine. Like watching you play last year, I was like, who? I gave you two comparisons. I was like, she played with Ray Lewis and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, we loved it. Had a baby. Linda loved it.
Baby, it's Gabby Knox, man. It's just so like.
I'm just not looking forward to all the running. It was like, are you going to run the 97-yard, you know, like Anna Hedstrom did last year? And I was like, no. I will literally have to do the Travis Kelce toss to one of the small girls. You run! I don't know why I can run that.
Oh, that's great.
What is the track and field where they give the stick to each other?
Yeah, like they're going to be like, oh, take it.
Take it.
I said you can have my touchdown and I don't have to run.
Honest question, is the arm brace for show or no. Is it real?
You can't even see in this light.
There's an elbow surgery then.
Yeah, I tore it the first training before 2 seasons ago. The last training before the first game.
Because you look like a RoboCop, so it's worked.
Yeah, and I tore all the ligaments in it, so I had to have surgery. Oh. I was in a cast for like 6 months or something. So that was when I played one game with the cast on. Oh, I was supposed to just be the kicker.
And which doctor cleared that?
Yeah, they were like, don't tackle no matter what. I'm like, okay.
But you got another shoulder, so.
Yeah, I see it coming through and I'm like, oh shit. Oh, she's through. She is through. I'm going to have to do it. So I had to tackle her with a red arm cast.
Oh.
But no, I keep it on just so it doesn't get snapped back again, to be honest. I think it will be okay. It's all right in the gym, but I don't want the hyperextension. But it does look like RoboCop.
At one point, we had a linebacker who, like, he broke his shoulder. So he still played kicker.
Oh.
So we told him, like, do not tackle.
No. At
any certain point in life, do not tackle. One point, he had to make a tackle because the field goal got blocked. So he, like, it was the opposite shoulder. So he did, like, a 360 in the air to tackle with his other shoulder.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's so stupid. Stupid sport.
Yeah, it's not worth the risk.
No. But no, I think it's going to be fun. I hope it builds, as always. And I hope it doesn't rain on the 13th. But you'll see our home stadium and the new one. It's really nice.
Yes, the big arena. You can play in the big arena too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I love that
stadium. And the changing rooms have actual helmet spaces above, which is perfect. I love it.
Yep.
We got the same locker rooms now, I think.
So good.
Yeah, it's actually nice.
We got a game the same day. I can't watch nothing.
I think everyone does. And we have it's hard for us because obviously sometimes we have to go to Malmo, which is not a fun
It's the drive. Worst arena.
And it's 8 hours it takes.
It's about, I don't know how Limham could be second biggest city in the country. And they have the worst locker rooms. Like, you cannot leave your stuff in Limham.
No, you can't leave it. Yeah, I don't know.
You're getting robbed.
We play Vålerenga last.
This year.
So maybe we... Hopefully they hang in there.
That's always the whole... It always makes the season, like, less fun when a team drops out. I mean, I get it, like, you want to see them make it to the end.
Yeah.
Always.
But nice that we have 8 teams and
yeah,
a bit of a mix-up as well.
Do you guys play... Jesus Christ. Yo, the Women's League has the best... You guys have the best league because you guys play the most games.
Yeah, a lot of games this year. 1, 2...
Schedule-wise, who knows if you guys will get to play all of them, but, like, yeah, you guys... You guys play every team, I think, twice, no?
Yeah, we have a lot of games, and then obviously the playoffs and the semi-final finals. It's a long season. Everyone stays in it. At least it's 9-7.
Yeah. So after how many championships do you think before you retire? Like, because you guys are gonna win one every year. So.
It depends on the injuries. I can't have any more.
Gotcha. Well,
how many rings do you got now?
Huh?
How many rings do you got?
4.
4.
So you need to, at least you need to fill one hand.
Yeah, I got to get the 5th this year, and then.
But yeah, it'll be this year for sure.
Yeah. but as long as Linda plays, I think I'll stay with Linda. Like, I don't think I could leave her now. We're good friends, on, and I don't think she would let me not play. Linda's 42 now, like, but she's still. You can't tell she's an absolute beast.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Linda's 42. It's crazy.
That's I don't think she appreciates you saying her age.
No. Like,
oh, she does. She no, chat.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was that. Yeah, that's crazy. Because wow. Okay.
Oh yeah. So she's still going. I think as long as I stay injury free, I'll see. But it's hard to.
Yeah. I want to see some iconic, like the iconic Michael Jordan picture with the black and white with all his rings on. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. I'll recreate it just for you.
Like, you guys got to start recreating, like, some of these iconic sports photos.
Oh, we're going to have some good celebrations this year, though, since I'm back on offense, Paul. And I had some good ones. We had some, me and Sydney had some good ones in 2020. We had, like, the COVID hand wash.
Nice.
The spray and white. So I know we're going to have some good ones this year. We just need to avoid a taunting calls.
I don't think they care anymore.
Yeah, no, like, just let us have fun. Like,
they're a little on me. They're quite on me. But I don't blame them because I cut the line.
But to be honest, after this pod, I see like you got a target on your back for the refs.
Oh, I they know. They think it's funny. I think they think it's funny.
Like, I was living life. Refs do never flag me. Until I decided to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Damn, I was getting flagged left and right.
Oh, no, they flagged me.
Ugh. Are you the most flagged player in Costa?
Definitely. Or the most.
What do you do? Hold up, you're linebacker and tight end. What do you do?
Like personal foul or like roughing the passer? I think it's roughing the passer. Normally. Or unnecessary roughness.
Wait, you got it.
Unnecessary.
Okay, hold up. We need to pause this shit.
Yeah, that's
how do you get an unnecessary roughness?
I don't even know. I just like blocking the side pretty hard if it's not to do with the play. I don't know. They're a little sensitive in the women's, I think.
But it's just like if you're blocking and you're told by your coaches you block until you hear the whistle, you're not, you don't care what's going on in the play, you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
I think it's normally on defense. I get it as well.
did you block them out of the field or you keep it
onto the floor, but they were nowhere near it, I think. So I just popped pretty hard for no reason. And then I don't know. I get a 15 yard every game, I swear.
Jeez.
What is your record?
I think 3, maybe.
I have 3 in one play. I think, yeah. I still hold the single game record, the single snap record.
No. But I'm always like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. And they do warn me in advance, to be fair. They're like, you're getting a little close to the quarterback after they've thrown. I'm like, I know.
Because I think.
How do they expect you to be, if as a defender, if you're running to the quarterback? I get it. Like, 1 second they have the ball.
Yeah.
And then you're putting your head down to make the tackle.
Yeah.
You don't see when they release the ball.
No.
I don't think you leave the air before they left. Like, if you airborne before, if the ball is in their hand and you airborne, I think it's cool. But I think you launch yourself after they release the ball.
Yeah. And I'm all for it, like, the first few plays, because I'm like, let's make sure they know I'm here. But it's fun. I'm never nasty, so it's all good.
Have you guys heard the new hip rule in the NFL?
What hip? No.
Hip tackle. Like, you cannot hip drop. Or what's the name?
What? Oh, like.
No, if you're holding on to somebody's hips, you cannot. If you're holding on to somebody, you cannot just let go. Like, leave your, like, release your legs from the ground.
Oh, so you can't just hang on.
Yeah, you cannot hang on. Hang on. I don't know what it's called.
What? Yeah, like, hang on and get dragged.
Yeah.
Why?
People are just going to roll, though, aren't they?
I don't know how to tackle anymore. Like, karate kick?
Or just push them down, maybe? I don't know. Like, what these... You know what it is? It's becoming more of an entertainment value. Because the contracts are getting so big, and the TV endorsement deals are getting so big, and they're paying these players half a or a quarter of $1 billion. Yeah. That they don't want them being injured, because that,
no.
You know.
Like, if Travis Kelce gets injured, I swear to God, like, Kansas City will lose, like, 80% of their viewership.
No, they won't. Taylor Swift will still be there. What are you talking
about?
No, because she would be crying in the hospital with him or something.
And then they'll probably film that over the game, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
One camera will be, like, at the game. Yeah, two cameras will be
on the mini screen.
Split screen.
Yeah, split screen of them, like, on the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they... it is crazy.
Oh, man. Sports. Yeah.
But you're not switching on to rugby anymore? Because it's bigger back home. Is it?
Yeah, it's huge. Huge.
How good do you think you're in the room?
They've started paying women now.
Oh, nice.
In club level.
Nice. Maybe that's your calling.
Oh, no, I'm too old. I'm done with these contact sports, I think.
I'm on my last
leg. Rugby lifespan is short, or is it longer than the American football?
It's 980 minutes solid.
No, but like the lifespan of a player, like.
Oh, I think it's longer.
How? Like,
they can only
knee in your head.
Yeah, but they can only tackle from waist down, and you have to have the ball to get tackled.
But still, like, have you ever gotten a knee in your forehead? That hurts.
I mean,
like, getting kicked in the head, it hurts.
I don't think yeah. People are just out here getting kicked in the head every day, though.
Yeah, I'm just getting kicked in the head.
Listen, I trained MMA once.
Oh, yeah.
I got hit kicked. I'm not gonna, I'm going back to boxing. This
yeah,
I'm
not playing. No.
And I was a skinny dude. It was embarrassing. He was skinny.
Yeah, they like hit chopped me. They're bony.
Oh, and he needs.
He got no meat in his leg, just bone. I'm like, God damn.
No.
Do you have any sort of interesting stuff to cover, guys?
No.
I think we pretty much covered it. Oh, unless you want to do like a ranking between 1 through 8 aside.
The last time they flayed me because of my ranking.
I got mine right. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Obvious, you put Costa first.
You can never go wrong.
It's not rocket science.
I mean,
it's like Costa Copenhagen than the rest.
Well, I think that was a difficult thing with the Super Series this year. Like, the Super Series is so for the men's. It's so you know what the top is going to be.
1-2 is obvious.
The middle is always the most competitive, and then you know who the bottom is going to be.
But see, how good is Oslo?
That's no one knows. I just saw one of the players that they signed. He's 6'1", 235, and he looks like a machine.
Wait, 6'1 good
input. Is 6'1 tall? Yes, 6'1 is tall.
Yeah, yeah, it's tall.
He's like an inch and a half shorter than me.
Linda height.
Okay, you're pretty tall, Antoine.
Yeah, you think everyone thinks I'm small, and
you look short.
I do give off short energy on videos and stuff, but in person, I'm not short. And then
I thought you were short as well.
Oh really? Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not short at all, though.
Even though I've seen you in real life, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Nah.
How big do you think I am,
bro? We all know you're short.
You actually got skinnier, so I look taller now.
No, you don't. You still look short.
I'm just skinny. Now you're just small and short.
Yeah, you're just small and short now.
It's getting worse. At least I was big. I've been doing a lot of pull-ups. I hope I'll get like stretched out and a bit tall.
Too late for that. How old are you?
Sports science doesn't work like that.
I don't think it does.
I've got their imports here. Male imports.
Yeah, there's one Norwegian, no one Canadian dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Have they?
I don't think they announced it. So they're not.
Who?
I was like, have they released the others? Is that the only ones they've released before? So anything?
I think. Hold on. I think so. I don't. I mean, listen. I just saw one of their top receivers leave and get signed by Stockholm, and I was shook. I was like, "What is going
on?" Anton.
Yeah, Anton. What is going on with Stockholm? They are looking like,
yeah. The issue is, they cannot go to the ALF. It's just like stacking players for no reason.
Well, because they want to do a three-peat.
Buddy, you don't have to sign the entire South to make a three-peat.
Well, it's looking like they have the best. They have the best running backs. They have the best receivers. Their best receiver isn't even considered an import anymore. He's considered
sweet. Nope. You both of guys cannot be the one talking about imports being Swedish.
What you mean? Listen,
yes, I'm not an import.
Yeah, I'm not an import. I was never an import, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I was 2 years. They got an English guy. They've announced.
Okay.
Ben Shedwick. I think he plays GB O-line center. Karlstad I've got as well.
Wait, do Karlstad have a short supply of over obese people now?
I have no idea. They have Christian as head coach now.
Huh?
Nice.
Let's be honest here. Antoine went to Karlstad one season and he gained like 20 kgs in muscle.
I didn't.
By only drinking the water there. You noticed any creatine in the water?
No, it's not creatine in the water. You gainer. Have this perception of me that I'm a small person. I'm not a small person. See, that was
you grew 10 centimeters after moving.
That was your perception of me from the start. So your perception wasn't reality of what it actually was. I didn't gain any muscle. I just got. Oh, I did. It's the strength and conditioning program that they do there. It's just good.
Yeah.
And you work out, and it's you have practice on. You have film Monday. It's all week. You have film.
It's all week.
Yeah. You have film one day. You have practice the next day. You have the workouts the next day, and you have another practice.
So you're at the facility every day.
Pretty much, and it's a nice facility to be at. Honestly, it's nice.
Yeah, I've been there actually. It's really nice. Sol Arena, what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sol Arena.
It's so nice. So yeah, it's just a workout regimen. It's just staying disciplined and staying involved. And I love that there is just like, I don't know, for me, football, like I don't it. It felt a little bit too buttoned up for me. That's why I didn't. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't like Costa, because we had to show up to games in shirts and ties. But that wasn't.
Yeah, you had a weird coach, didn't you?
He wasn't weird. I just think he has a very tradition like mindset where it was like, oh, we're gonna do this. We're gonna walk the field.
Yeah.
We're gonna be silent. We're gonna hold hands. It's gonna be a brother. It was a very like. It felt to me like I did that like when I was playing, like when I was five. Like, oh, go yeah. off the field.
It sounds like a Christian boarding school or something.
It sounds odd. I think they're going to do well with Christian Forsman.
I do too.
He's a crazy coach. His playbooks are wild. He's really strict, but good. And he's been able to Crusaders for years. He knows their thing.
Yeah, and I love, with him, I like the fact that he's the same coach, period. Like, he doesn't treat any different. If you're making a mistake on the field, you're going to hear it. You're not.
Oh, yeah.
If you think you're not going to get called over to the side of getting in a huddle and be called out, you're mistaken. So it's good. He holds people accountable. So it's really good. I do think they're going to have a lot better of a season this year than they did last year. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So how is life looking after football for you then? Are you coaching?
Nah. I mean, I used to like coaching, but now I'm like, that's the part of football I don't like going outside and being called. If we did it in the summer, yeah, cool. But that's the part I don't enjoy. Like, even to get myself to practice, I'm like, it's cold, even though I played for so long. And when I get there, I love it. It's so fun. But I would love to coach inside, but I think I'll have a rest.
Arena football. Arena.
That's what I mean. Flag football indoors. Or I think I'll probably go back to like the strength sports maybe, and in the gym a bit more, without the injuries. Obviously, you can train harder and do more stuff like that. I don't need to be as big and work on fast as much. So I don't know. I can imagine Linda's not going to leave next year, so I presume I'm still there for a little bit longer. But it just depends on, I can't have any more injuries and see how it is. But
so you're not going to CrossFit your life away?
I've done CrossFit once and I hated it and they died.
Oh my God.
It's not for me.
Listen, I will give a round of applause to everybody who does CrossFit because I be trying to do CrossFit and my football brain doesn't, like the way I work out, like going all out and going hard, it doesn't, I last for one round and then the rest of it, I'm somewhere bent over trying to catch my breath in the corner.
Yeah, it didn't work for me either. I didn't like it at all. Can't pace it out.
Yeah, the whole pace thing is, and my wife does CrossFit and like, and she always like, oh, you'll be so good if you just learn how to pace.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a competitor. I don't know what the pacing good. Yourself is.
No. And I've seen
I always look at the guy next to me. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna mess him up. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah. And I see how muscly all these girls are, and I'm just like, I can't. I didn't know.
Yeah, they like they're freaks. Like the way their bodies are. I'm like, I appreciate it, but like, nah, that can't be me.
Not for me. No.
I went to like, you know, those classes at the gym. It's usually like 65 and plus people. I went to one of those. Everybody was like doing it normally. I was like, no, I need to be the best. I put on like a bunch of weight doing squats. Everybody like put like 5 kgs on each side. I'm like 20. I'm like, let's go.
You're like, oh.
Then I died. Like, I literally died. Barely walked home.
Yeah.
So after that, I noticed like I'm not good for the group activities like that.
No, I don't think they work so good.
All right. Oh, you got anything else to say?
I don't know. Is there any fun thing happening in football in Sweden? No.
Fun thing? No. Everybody's just pretty much locking in and getting ready for the season opening in 2 weeks.
The Swedish women have the international game.
Oh, when is that?
Wait, will you play for that or are you not allowed?
No, not until I get a passport. But if I play for them, I can't go back to play for GB.
Are you planning on playing for it?
I'm still in their groups and I still occasionally go to practice, but I don't play the squad because I don't go back to the camps.
Okay.
They want me back for more camps than I'm willing to go to because there's no airport in Karlstad. Well, there is, but it doesn't fly to England.
No.
And I mean, it takes me a day to get there. The camps are all weekend. So then it's like 4 days every month.
Every
month. On top of what I already play.
Yeah.
Jesus. So it's not really feasible. I mean, they have a good team, England, GB. I wouldn't want to not play for them again.
Mm.
But if I got my Swedish passport, I think I would play for Sweden just for the ease. I know they do all the camps in Forshaga. I mean, that's a 20-minute drive compared to a day flight. A day home. So, I've only been home 4 times, even in 4 years. So I'm kind of like, I'm not going to go back for camps.
Yeah. I read something alarming, so I'm applying for my Swedish citizenship next month. Yeah, in April. Mm. But I read on the website that a decision can be made from anywhere between 6 months and 3 years. And I was like,
boy.
I was like, why is that window so
Well, welcome to Sweden. Everything here is slow motion.
But that's
how long do you have to be here for before you apply?
3 years, I think.
I came here with my passport. I cannot say anything.
Yeah,
I think it's I came here married and I have kids, so it was my standard is different than.
Like, I need to hurry up and get married.
Yeah, because I think it's 3 years once you get permanent residency. Three years from there, and then you don't have, you know, you have to behave, be a model citizen, no crimes, no nothing.
Of course.
If flags counted as a crime, you'd be in jail.
Then I'm in jail. Straight to jail. Okay, cool. Because I got residency till 2026, so I can.
Okay.
Need to before. I should be all right. I hope they don't deport me or I'm in trouble.
As a married person and as a soon married person, how the hell do you pick your best men or bridesmaids or what it's called?
Well, it was easy for me. I didn't have a wedding, so we're good.
Yeah, I'm. I
No decisions were made.
I'm not sure we're gonna. We've been engaged like 2 years, and we're just like.
But it's even. Yeah, but it's just like for me, like a whole wedding and the whole wedding and ordeal thing. It's like we're about to spend our lives together. Do we really want to go in debt? Start our life out in debt?
That's what we're like. Like, do I want to spend money? Am I even gonna? Like, do I even like these people? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's
just put some lights around two good looking trees and just walk through them.
Well, yeah, and it's that. But like, if I had to choose like a best, like my best man and everything like that, it would obviously be like one of my friends who, not necessarily knew me the longest, but who knows me the best and who.
Mm.
I think because we go and sit.
Has the most secrets on you.
Well, it's not the most secret. So everybody's just like in America, it's a typical thing. Like, oh, my best man is going to be like my best friend from high school. And we've been best friends since high school and blah, blah, blah. But like my best friend from high school, like, yeah, we're still friends. But like I've moved around and I've moved so much. And I feel like I've lived so many different stages of life that like some of my more recent friends will know me better than my friends from high school. So I would just choose the friend who knows me the best.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, all the groomsmen, obviously, then you can go, like, my best friend from high school, blah, 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 this person. But, like, the best man is, like, the person, you know, who you vibe with most.
See, it's a hard decision.
So, for us, you know,
are you picking your brothers or no?
No, for
us. Or you only have sisters?
For you, aside, it'll be, like, me, obviously. So,
yeah.
There we go.
First one there.
Thanks.
One time. Kind of wife. First. Yeah. And the person who wants me, that's also important. Any fun topics? I like your tattoo, actually. Take care. I like it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the lobster, the craft.
So, okay. See, that's a new question, new segment. Explain the tattoos.
Okay, I like the craft vest here. I think it's so hilarious that they, like, put on hats, lobster crawfish hats and sing stuff.
Yeah.
And get really drunk. Like, that is so hilarious. So I was like, I'm going to get one of them. I have a movie.
So no connection to SpongeBob?
No. Sadly, no.
You thought it was Larry the Lobster? It's not Larry the Lobster.
Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs. Mr. Krabs. I don't even know my own. A Moomin because I lived in Finland, and then the rest are just pretty random.
Have you gotten a tattoo, like, every place you've been as an import?
Not America.
What do you tattoo in America? Like an obese person or?
No, like McDonald's fries.
large milkshake.
A cannabis sign because it was legal there in Seattle.
Yeah, a cannabis sign or like.
Wait, I'm going to Seattle
soon. Oh, like you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time in Seattle. Oh, jeez.
I got severe asthma. I cannot be near any smoke. No.
Okay, you get tested when you come back. We're all getting tested now.
Randomly drug tested.
But it was legal there, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's legal here.
What about, like, as a Jack female player, do you get drug tested a lot?
I have not been yet. I sure am now.
Yeah, now you are. Yeah, you came on.
No, I haven't been tested yet. Ours are super random when they do it. almost to the point of like, really? Because we've had players who have been like injured and players who haven't played who have been tested. Like one had torn their ACL and been out all season and she got tested.
Yeah, but I think they test her like if she cheating the recovery process with the.
Yeah, we did say she only had the surgery like a few days before. And I was like, you need to tell them that.
Hmm.
But no, I haven't yet.
I never know. Like I just hear all the commotion. Like, oh, all of our guys have to stand outside the locker room because we're getting pissed at something.
Yeah, Linda got tested this year.
Yes, of course.
She was upset. She was sad because, like, obviously we all go in the changing room, we're spraying Prosecco, everything, and she just has to stand and wait until she's peed. She's not allowed to, like, she can't go out of their sight or anything.
Jeez, that talk about worst timing. You couldn't do it the game before or a day
before?
Yeah, I know. It's the worst. We do it in the finals. The finals is the worst because you missed the entire celebration.
Every time it's been on our finals.
Dang. You guys should.
The team cannot wait. Like with the champagne.
This year, you guys should wait, and then the person who gets drug tested, then when you walk in, then you only spray them with all the champagne.
This woman did come in this time because Linda had to get something to like to paper out the bag, and this woman was just in the corner like this old lady with like 20 half naked girls spraying Prosecco, and she was just like, okay.
Like, who wants this job? Like, yeah, what do you do for a living? I watch people pee in cups.
Yeah, and she felt, and like, I could tell that they felt bad. Obviously, they have a job to do, but she was just like, God damn, this is not good.
Bro, that was in the military. Like, I had to watch hundreds of soldiers a day. Like, whenever a pitch came up, it was just like, everybody. And it's like, bro, I don't care. Like, just go in there and pee. I'm not going to watch you. I'm not watching.
But the laws are annoying because your pants need to be below your knees.
Yeah.
Over your, like, stomach.
Bro, you know how dudes...
For the boys, I don't know.
For the girls, it's the same. And obviously, you have all your, like, sweaty-ass girdle, everything on, trying to get everything down. I can imagine it's horrific. I hope it's not me now. I just said this.
It's definitely you now.
Because usually it's the import that get tested and the most buff Swedish player.
Yeah.
If they're dark toned, it's usually more of a odd.
You can't say that.
Three guys got drug tested. All of the black players on that team got drug tested.
You can't say that, Asad.
It's facts.
You can't say that.
I'm very surprised all this is so random.
Like the last time they drug tested our team, it was our import. And the only dark player on the team.
Jeez. Are you guys still fighting in the locker room?
Well, fine.
Thank you.
They stopped, like...
Okay.
They stopped punching. Every time the fights break out, now everybody looks at me. They're scared I go in again and get hit.
Okay. As long as you guys are not fighting.
Right. The funny thing is, the kid who punched me moved back home.
Really? Jeez.
It looks terrible. It looks like he got suspended.
He's like, no, I'm out.
So I told him after practice, like, yeah, buddy, clean out your locker. Then literally, like, two days later, he cleaned out his locker.
Hilarious. All right.
Can we end this now?
Yeah. We've been on here for an hour and a half. We got some good content. Yeah, thanks, Gabby, for joining us and having the conversation with us. Good luck this season. Obviously,
thank you.
You guys don't need it, but you know, it's always nice to
see. Oh, we might. You never know. Anything.
What challenge should we do this year if Costa lets in the touchdown?
I'm not doing no more push-ups.
Mm.
Oh, burpees.
Let's do. No, I'm not doing burpees if you kill me.
No, listen. If we're doing burpees, but then we'll up it. Not once.
Okay. I have a deal.
Add something for each game.
Yeah. We'll add something each game.
No, I have a deal. There is a marathon, like the breast cancer awareness marathon.
When?
In 6 months. I can send a link. Me and a bunch of guys will run.
You're going to run a marathon?
Okay. It's not a marathon. Okay. It's like 10K.
Okay. I'm going to let one in just to see you guys run a fucking marathon.
Well, I will train my...
Like, you're going to join
ahead.
Us then.
Go ahead.
Okay, wait. If you allow one touchdown, we're going to run the 10K. If you guys allow more than one... You're gonna run the 10K with us.
Oi.
Yeah. Deal. Let's make this official right here, right now.
I can't even run, you know. That's gonna suck me. But it's more than one.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm ready for the 10K. I got this.
I'm going through my head like, who do we have on defense? Like, are we all going to be fit? Are we all going to? If Linda agrees, then we do it. I'm gonna run it with Linda. Make Linda. Oh, Linda's not even on defense. I can't blame her.
See. No. It's just yourself.
Just me. God damn.
Nah. You can bring your dog, but I think you can be tired.
My dog's worse at running than me. He doesn't even walk 5 meters. He's like, no.
You can bring whoever you want.
Okay. I'll bring our defensive coordinator because it's on him.
Okay.
Right. Head coach.
Cool.
So two touchdowns plus you're running. One touchdown only. We are Antoine is running.
No, not me.
No, both of you.
Yeah.
I'm running either way.
Oh yeah, you're running either way.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
And we're gonna be a bunch of football people doing it. So
well, I'm a good runner, so okay,
nice. Fun.
I'm not good at running. I died when I ran there. Cool.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you guys. Good luck to you guys too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.